time for Ask the Expert. I bring in my guest today, Don Wilson with Evergreen Memorial Trust. Hi, Don. How are you?
Hi, Joey. Good morning. Nice to see the sunshine.
Good to see the sunshine. Good to have you along this morning, my friend. And Don, how can we begin this segment here? Let's talk about some myths and misconceptions, Don, such as some of these from our listeners. When I die, I want to be cremated because that's the most environmentally sound method. Is that right or no?
No, I don't agree that cremation is the most environmentally sound method. I think natural burial is. I know natural burial is because there's no CO2 released in the atmosphere, and there's no use of precious resources that go into a natural burial. So, no, I don't think cremation is environmentally sound at all. One cremation uses enough energy to drive 4,800 miles. Hmm. That's a lot. I mean, what's the cost to bury your planet? Our natural burial option that we offer at Forest Rest in Boone's Mill, I think, is the most environmentally sound method of burial.
Speaking with Don Wilson this morning on Ask the Expert, Evergreen Memorial Trust. While we're on the topic of cremation, Don, can cremated remains or ashes be buried, or are cemeteries just for caskets, or what's the deal there?
Oh, well, that's another misconception. I'm glad you asked. No, absolutely. Cremated remains can be buried on the family lot at cemeteries. It's so important to have a place to go, to have a memorial, just to have a connection to the family. So it's very appropriate that cremains or ashes are buried at cemeteries. It's not just for caskets.
Speaking with Don Wilson this morning on Ask the Expert, it's with Evergreen Memorial Trust. We're talking about myths and misconceptions, Don. Now, Evergreen Memorial Trust properties require a burial vault. Is that a state law?
It's true that we do require a burial vault, but no, it is not a state law. But it's a requirement of our cemeteries, except for Forest Rest, where we don't allow burial vaults. But we want the grounds of our cemeteries to be nice and level and pristine, and that's the requirement. That's why a burial vault is required by us and other perpetual care cemeteries to keep the ground nice and level.
Don, once again, maybe for those tuning in for the first time and hearing this on Ask the Expert, how many properties do you have for Evergreen Memorial Trust, Don?
We have 5 properties in Vinton, Roanoke, Boone's Mill, and Buena Vista.
And you do offer planning guides because, when it comes to a time like this, Don, is certainly losing a loved one, one of the toughest times that we'll go through in life. But you have things that can help families plan ahead or even plan once a loved one has passed as far as a burial property. How can they get in touch with you, and what do you offer along those lines?
Yeah, that's absolutely true. It is one of the most difficult times in our lives. A planning guide that Evergreen Memorial Trust offers is available at any of our offices, or you can reach us and request a planning guide on the web by our form at evergreenmemorialtrust.com.
All right, that's evergreenmemorialtrust.com. Don and I chat every 2 weeks on Ask the Expert. Don Wilson with Evergreen Memorial Trust. Always good to talk to you, Don. Hope you have a good day. We'll chat again here in a couple of weeks.
Very good. Thank you, Joey.
This has been Ask the Expert this morning on WFIR.